With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. As he was announcing up to $12 billion in relief payments to farmers, reports say President Donald Trump pressured farm equipment manufacturers to drop their prices. The president said his administration would allow companies like John Deere and others permission to take off a lot of the environmental restrictions they have on machinery, blaming them for driving up the cost for farmers. The president said manufacturers are going to have to reduce their prices because farming equipment has gotten too expensive, and a lot of the reason is that they put these environmental excesses on the equipment, which don't do a damn thing except make it complicated. Reports show that the administration's going to take a lot of that nonsense off the equipment. While Trump didn't give many specifics on how the plan will work, he did say the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin would be involved in carrying out that effort. A new CoBank report on the forces shaping the economy in 2026 says ample grain supplies will likely continue burdening the markets in 2026. Global grain and oilseed markets are still oversupplied, but increased biofuels production and improving export conditions are boosting some optimism that prices have passed their cyclical bottoms. Demand for U.S. grains and oilseeds will continue strengthening as low prices stimulate usage. Elsewhere, investment in efficiency is paying dividends in animal protein production as consumers continue demanding more. Despite rising prices for meat and poultry, animal protein demand is expected to remain strong in 2026. The combination of higher revenues and falling feed prices is boosting producer optimism for the year ahead, but not to the degree that expansion is expected to proliferate. Milk protein is also poised for an extended bull market run as demand for protein-based dairy products continues to climb. The Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition's Executive Director, Allison Graub, applauded the introduction of the Securing America's Fuels Act in the U.S. House. The SAF Act restores the full value of the credit for SAF and extends the entire 45Z tax credit through 2033. Senator Mike Flood of Nebraska, one of the sponsors, said now is the right time for this legislation as America is on the cusp of the next great biofuels revolution. This act is yet another way that Congress can grow our biofuels economy and encourage innovation that creates great jobs across rural America, Flood said. Kansas Representative Sharice David said the SAF Act ensures that clean fuel production incentives are strong and long-term so businesses, farmers, and innovators can plan for the future with confidence. Sustainable aviation fuel isn't just good for the environment, it's good for our farmers, communities, and economy, said Kansas Representative Tracy Mann. The Organic Trade Association applauded the introduction of the Domestic Organic Investment Act in the House and Senate. The bill makes essential improvements to expand U.S. farmers' and manufacturers' capacity to meet the demands of the growing organic marketplace, now at $71 billion. It will help ensure the continued expansion of the organic sector in the U.S. While the U.S. organic sector grew at double the pace of conventional agriculture in 2025, domestic organic production hasn't kept pace with the growth in demand for organic products. The purpose of the new legislation is to create competitive grants for organic producers and manufacturers to invest in increased storage, processing, aggregation, and distribution capacity. These infrastructure investments will remove longstanding barriers from the farm gate through the supply chain to give organic producers and manufacturers the capacity that they need to meet the growing demand. That coming from Matthew Dillon of the OTA. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.